very strong front moving through the southwest of Western Australia during Saturday. We've got gale force winds, large seas, also the potential of damaging wind gusts and heavy rainfall, even some hail in association with that. We've also got some heavy rainfall with an upper level disturbance around Queensland and the Northern Territory, but a high through the southeast should keep skies generally clear, but there will be some high cloud about. Now, for most of Queensland, it should be a dry day. If there are any showers along the east coast, they'll be very light and isolated, but tending to rain across the northern tropics and in around the Gulf Coast, and we could see some localised heavy falls. For New South Wales, a generally dry and mostly sunny day. There could be a little bit of cloud about the central and the northern coast. If we do see any showers, they're also going to be very light and very isolated. For Victoria, a clear, dry and generally sunny day. Quite a bit of high cloud about. Winds will strengthen about the western districts in the afternoon. For Tasmania, a similar scenario. Clear, dry and generally sunny, but widespread frost over the inland areas, and they could become severe in some centres. For South Australia, we've got freshening winds across the state, and that could raise dust about the western areas. Should remain generally clear, although, again, we've got quite a bit of high cloud about. For Western Australia, this frontal system will move through the southwest. It's going to bring some squally winds. We have a severe weather warning out for many features with this change, and we've got quite cold conditions. For the Northern Territory, some heavy rainfall about the far northeast.